हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Page 86. Sukadev Goswami continued, "The living entities residing on Sumeru Mountain are always very warm, as at midday, because for them the sun is always overhead. Although the sun moves counterclockwise, facing the constellations, with Sumeru Mountain on its left." Okay, facing the constellations with Sumeru on its left. "It also moves clockwise and appears to have the mountain on its right because it is influenced by the Dakshinavarta wind. People living in countries that point diametrically opposite to where the sun is first seen rising will see the sun setting. And if a straight line were drawn from a point where the sun is at midday, the people in countries at the opposite side of the line would be experiencing midnight." So we discussed that before.
But against the clock?
What he's saying is going counterclockwise according to the nakshatras. Because what's happening is the nakshatras, the whole universe turning one way and it's turning another. So it's going counterclockwise to them.
So they move this way and he's moving that way.
But he says he's clockwise also. He also moves clockwise. So that's the, how you say? That's the thing, is that it seems that both aspects are there. Because he moves over here, but the nakshatras are moving the other way. That's why when you see the moon is moving every time, because he's short by, I think, 4 degrees every day.
Yeah.
And that the nakshatras then are moving in the other direction, so that's why then you see them move apart. So there's all kinds of these things that you have. The stars are fixed in one way, so the how they move and how the sun moves is, you know, because they're moving around, what do you call it? Yeah, around Dhruva on the Shushumna. They're turning one way, and I guess the sun's going and the moon are going the other way.
Because it was said that the moon and the sun never retrograde.
Yes, they don't.
So they move only one direction, apparently.
Yes. Well, the other ones also only move one direction, but because they're moving around the sun, right?
Oh.
You understand?
So according to the Earth.
So let's say you have it here, and then this planet's here. So we're here, okay?
Yeah.
And then they're moving like this, right? We're still over here, right? And so now when it gets over to here, and it goes around, now we're here. Which way is it moving?
Yeah, then according to
according to us, it's moving backwards. But they're always moving around the sun in the same way. It's just for us. That's why it's saying in here it appears one way or it does both, because it does like that. That's why then this technically it moves like this. That's the pattern that it falls on the Bhumandala. But for us, we see this coming this way, then going back, then moving this way and going back. That's how we see it.
Yeah.
You know, because, and that's why they say it retrograde is stronger, because it's closer to the Earth.
Right.
You know, so in other words, from this point to this point, it's stronger. Because then from here, we'll say it's going forward again. And from this point, we'll say it's going backwards.
Yeah. I understand.
So that's why retrograde is always more powerful. So if the planet is favorable, then it's better for you. But if it's not favorable, then it's worse.
Like that.
Sorry?
Because it's closer,
so it has more influence. You know? So in other words, someone you like, if they're closer, then, you know, you interact better. And someone you don't like is closer, then you really get grumpy. Yeah? Like that. Yeah. So that's how it works.
The new sun.
we can see the time by this.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes we see daytime, the moon is up also.
Yeah, yeah. Because
it's just a moon.
No, it's just always moving. But the point is this, because it will be so many degrees back each time. Like last night, it would have risen just as the sun sets. So they're exactly 180 degrees. Right, so when the sun goes down, the moon comes up. But today it'll be different. So the sun will go down, but the moon will come up later. And then it'll go later until like that. So from the full moon on, then you start seeing it, but then you know, in the daytime it'll be up. Right? So that makes sense. Yeah. So it just starts like that. Because it'll rise later, so that means it'll set later. So that's why sometimes it says you fast like Ram Navami. Mm-hmm. He appeared at moonrise, right? But on the Navami, when's the moon rising? It's the middle of the day.
Yeah,
it's early.
Yeah.
It's early. You know, so that I think here it was like at 1:38 or something, is moonrise. So therefore, he appeared at moonrise, but it's also when the sun is, you know, on the top. So the two can coincide. Does that make sense? So that's why then you fast till then. Yeah. But I think for us, then out of further consideration, because of his, what do you call it?
Paravasta.
Then we're fasting till sunset. Mm-hmm. Like that. So that's where the confusion comes in. Some will say, no, you fast till moonrise means when the sun goes down. But no, moonrise is in the middle of the day. So
yes.
that one won't work. Yeah. You know, so that's it's not really looked at very carefully.
Thinking of
Korpuni.
Because then that's when moon rises late.
The moon rises, then, you know, it'll be when the sun sets.
Yeah,
so then you
exactly.
Get that. And that, so then there, Balaram Purnima, you know, Nrisimha Chaturdasi.
Yeah.
So they're on Purnima. So three of the four, and then Krishna's midnight, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the moon's doing. Then, you know. Generally, you'll see is. Yeah, Rohini, I think, is straight up.
Mm.
At least here. In Hungary, it's about there.
Yeah.
Russia. Russia. Those trees, the grass is blocking it. But we just mowed the lawn yesterday.
We've done it today, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, here we have... You missed out on the interesting part. We discussed retrograde and all that, but here's the fun part. Okay. The living entities residing on Sumeru Mountain are always very warm, as at midday, because for them the sun is always overhead. So that means he's always above Meru. It means just he's always close on there, because it's saying he's there and then the points, but at the same time his chariot's there and he's moving back and forth on the chariot.
This one is spiked beyond the
But at the same time as you're here, here, the mountain's like that. So if he's over here, that's above. Right? It's not that he has to be, because if he was up here, then they'd be a shadow. So he's here, he's up, so the people on Meru, then because Meru is like that.
It's all around, it's like did that, pull back. This time of year, that doesn't sound very good.
Well, there it wouldn't be hot.
No,
yeah, well, because you'd be very tight. You know, it's like I don't know. I think I've seen him. No, I haven't seen it completely. We were in southern Finland at somebody's farmhouse. So let's say that's east. So the sun would come up in between those two columns over there, go up like this, go around, all the way around, and then go down between those two columns over there. So basically, it was, you know, coming up in the, what do you call it? East, southeast, and going down in the east, What do you call it?
Northeast.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't even, you know, off. It's just over like this. So that was, so it was really hard to tell what time of day it was because, you know, you'd be looking at here, you know, and the sun's up there. And then you come out, you know, 6 hours later and the sun was at the same height but on the opposite side. So it gets a little freaky, you know. So that's probably why up there the people spend all their time in the sauna or running around in the woods naked. And, you know, and that's literal. You know, because we're not in the big cities, we're out in the country. And that's, you know, on the islands there, in the, what do you call it? You know, where the, where a bunch of islands are that are right connected to the archipelago. Yeah. Like that. Just no turtles, just, you know. Fins running around with nothing much on.
In the Greek, it's called the sun helios. It means having the moon
and the helios
spiraling up and then spiraling down.
Okay.
Which would be
used on other things. Okay. Okay, cool. But we haven't gotten to the fun part yet. Although the sun moves counterclockwise, facing the constellations with Meru Mountain on its left, it also moves clockwise and appears to have the mountain on its right, because it is influenced by the Dakshinavarta wind. And he nods his head. So that means... Oh... Okay, I think I get it. He has the sun, the Meru on his left, and that, and he's moving forward, but because of doing the moonwalk, he's actually going backwards.
He's got Meru to his left, and the forces are pulling the chariot this way, but that motion is an annual motion, one full circle in relation to the stars.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the touching out with the wind is blowing everything faster. The other direction wants to be down.
Okay. So he is moving forward, but he's actually going back. It's like going the wrong way on an escalator or something.
Right. And you see that in the TMP that all the planets look like they're going backwards in their chariot. But the sun god's chariot sits there.
Looking the other way.
Yeah.
Okay, so that he doesn't bump into anybody. Okay, so then when the Valakilias are in front, they're actually behind. Means he's facing forward.
Yes. So he's doing his own motion that way.
Okay, so he's going the other way, but at the same time, he's slowly, it takes him 1 year to make a round. So that's how he gets the one round in a year and one round in a day.
Okay.
Sorry?
Like ants on the potter's wheel.
No.
So the ant's walking one way and the potter wheel's going the other.
The potter's wheel's going much faster the other way. But you can tell that the ants are moving because... Now they're on one part of the wheel, and a little while later they're on another. So you will see the planets with one set of stars, and then a few months later with another. So
Okay. Good fun.
And the nakshatras are fixed to the wheel of time, so it's constantly.
So they're not progressing or regressing. They're just as time is moving, they're moving. Okay, so in that way then... The sun will move through them in one way, but at the same time be moving backwards through them at the other way.
So he's moving with them on the production way.
Means on the 1 year or the 1 day?
The one day.
Yes. But on the other way he's moving.
Yes. So
that's why it takes him a month to get through one sign.
Yes. Mm. And the moon is going faster the other way, which is Meru on the left. So he goes through the whole trip of the zodiac.
Okay, so but he's also going backwards through there. Everybody's going backwards, but just they're moving forward slightly. So how many degrees? Oh, okay, Natiti is 11 degrees. So that means in the sun, 1 degree, so 10 degrees difference in Natiti. So that means it'll look like he's moving backwards through the constellations 10 degrees at a time, or 4 degrees. The moon. Yeah, because you see him, he's next to the star today, and then tomorrow he's back in that, you know.
And with the planets go retrograde, then they're going their own motion is in the same direction as the stars.
Right.
They're going faster than the stars.
Okay. Yes. We did that with the fear of the apple. We did the retrograde thing. We need a seven. So this one's here. This is here, the sun, and then this is going around this way. It's always going around the sun, but the sun is moving. So when it's going this way, it looks to us like it's going backwards. Huh? Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so going through them, it's the right towards them. Okay. So they're very quickly not going forward very fast. Yeah, okay. Okay. Oh, the sun moves counterclockwise, facing the constellations, the mountain on its left. It also moves clockwise and appears to have the mountain on its right because it is influenced by the Dakshinavarta wind. Dakshinavarta means the time of Kala Chakra. Okay. People living in countries at points diametrically. Okay, we went through that. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. Tatrayanam means those situated on Meru. Though the sun keeps Meru on its left, Savyena, with relation to the moving constellations, 30. Though the sun moves from east to west in the sky from our point of view, in relation to the zodiac and other stars, the sun appears to move from Aries to Taurus, to other signs in the opposite direction. Thus the sun can be said to be moving counterclockwise as well as clockwise. This will be further clarified at the beginning of the next chapter. Being turned by the Parvartaka Pravaha wind, it keeps the sun to the right on a daily basis, under the control of the zodiac belt. The sunrise means seeing from far off, apparently in contact with the earth, because the sun's rotational movement. Seeing the sun apparently in the middle of the sky is noon. Sunset is not seeing the sun, because it apparently enters the earth. Midnight is the sun at a very far position from the observer. Thus the following Shruti statement that when one is standing on the ocean shore is conventional, not actual. Abhya va esha prarta udyet yupa shayam pravishati. The sun rises from the ocean in the morning and enters it in the evening. Right, so that's just from our view. He doesn't actually go out. Otherwise, according to Calvin's father, the sun goes down in the ocean, gets put out, then has to swim all the way around to the other side, then come up, and then they relight it, and then it goes across the sky again.
Not a bad explanation.
It worked for Calvin.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what about the aphorism, the sun never rises on the British Empire?
Sun never sets.
Have you been to England?
I'm going to use that one.
Especially when next time you're in London.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to start counting the days.
The arrangements for rising, setting, midday, and midnight, according to the different varshas, are next described. Vishnu Purana says, Yer yatra drishyate bhashvan sa tesham uraya smrita.
Wherever the sun is seen by particular persons, they call that the sunrise. First sight of the sun is called sunrise. Nimlochati means sets. Where the sun rises, simultaneously it sets at a point exactly opposite. When, after a period of 30 gatikas, 31, normally gatikas are 24 minutes each, 30 gatikas would be 12 hours. Sometimes it can be taken as half that amount, or 12 minutes. Then 30 gatikas would be 6 hours. Right, so you have the gatikas, generally we work off the one for the moon, so it's 24 minutes. So it's for the muhurtas. Mm-hmm. But you can also have 30-minute ones, depending upon how they're describing it. Like Manu, when he describes the movement of the sun, you know, and time, you know, based off of the that, then the gatika there is talking about, or no, maybe there they use dandas. But it's 30 minutes. So that's the thing, depending on how you're using it, then it can either be 30 minutes or the standard would be 24, and in this case it's using ones that are 12 minutes, half of that. Mm-hmm. After sunrise, no, but 30 gatikas, then after period 30 gatikas would be 12 hours, so then that's mm-hmm. later. So when it's equal, it'll be 12 hours. When the sun's moving faster, slower in Dakshinayana or Uttarayana, then you'll have the difference. Mm-hmm. After sunrise, the sun is in the middle of the sky, causing perspiration. Syandena. At the opposite point is midnight. Prasvapayati. After 30 gatikas. Persons who see the sun set and then rise do not see where the sun has gone. That is the meaning when it is said that they sleep. Amongst the four directions around Meru, wherever the sun is seen to rise, it is noon in the Varsha to the east, midnight in the Varsha to the west, and sunset at the Varsha to the north. Okay, so this means to the east. Okay, wait a minute. Four directions. When the sun is seen to rise, it is noon in the Varsha to the east. Oh, because he's going to the Varsha to the east, because he's going backwards around, so the east will be this way.
Moving this way, from here, we just see an horizon on the horizon. That means from the eastern one, then directly over here.
Okay, so then he's going around the opposite way. Yeah. Okay, he means, the winds, he's going clockwise.
Yeah, that's what's considered.
Okay, so then east will be counterclockwise, backwards, one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All the people situated in all the Varshas consider themselves situated to the south of Meru and simply see sunrise, noon, and sunset in their own Varsha and know the events of the sun and other Varshas by the previously mentioned conception.
So that means when he's on the north of Meru, that's when it'll be midnight.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. For, wherever you are, you know, then you'll consider looking at Meru to your right when it's at the next quarter, then that would be the sunrise. There's the quarter after you, it'll be the sunset, and midnight, he's on the opposite, though he's not actually setting.
That was the position at the start of the day of the month. He's on the northern side where the beginning.
So oh, okay.
That's why it's about to say we calculate the beginning of the day and the night astronomically according to midnight.
Oh, okay. Okay, so the different places have their different. Okay. Okay. So that's where they should actually divide India into two time zones. Oh, okay. Okay.
So, since the night is 12 hours,
right?
So
that's when it's equal, but sometimes the sun's moving faster or slower.
Yes, but yeah. It's more or less. Huh?
Yeah.
So it means that what are the activity of the people there in nighttime?
There means?
Only sleeping?
No, it means you have your getting up in the morning for Brahma Muhurta and all that, and you have your evening, you know, time with the family and all that. So they would sleep 6 hours of that night.
Yes, same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing like that.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
In the Vishnu Purana it is said, Shakradinam Pure Tishtam Sprishat Yesha Purat Trayam Vikarnau Dvau Vikarna Stas Trin Konan Dve Pure Tata. Situated in one city, the sun touches three other cities and two intermediate places. Situated in an intercardinal city, the sun touches three intercardinal cities and two cardinal cities.
What does that mean?
Got four cities in four directions, directions. When the sun is in midday, let's say over the southern direction,
right,
it will also be daylight hours in the next two cities.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and two intermediate directions.
Okay.
And when the sun is over the intermediate direction, let's say southeast, mm-hmm. then it will be daylight in two cities and three intermediate directions.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just, so it's the same thing that it said before.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just throwing in the intermediate.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Also, I think there's a thing is that, so according to the sun, then the day, the new day starts at midnight. But according to the moon, then it will be from the sunrise. Because you count, the night's connected with the day. With our calendar. You know.
There's different standards, and there's four different kinds of days in those times.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying for general, our calculation, is the night starts there, because otherwise then you have the thing is, when does the Ekadasi start?
Yeah, it starts in the morning.
Yeah, so it starts from when you get up before sunrise. That's when you would count it. Yeah, so you start with that. But it's not that before that, the Brahma Muhurta, that's counted as the part of the day. But the time from when you sleep, you know, there to midnight, because otherwise, remember we were at one program, it was on the 10th night, but then when it passed midnight when we actually ate, then I was saying it was Ekadasi, and they were saying, no, the night's with the day.
Yes.
So it says when you go to sleep, when you wake up, then it'll be Ekadasi. You know, so
that's not correct.
No, it means on Dasami night, if you ate at 1 o'clock, it would still be technically counted as Dasami. You wouldn't count because it's after midnight. Now it's the next day. It's Ekadasi because Ekadasi is connected with the moon, so it's connected with the sunrise.
Okay. Yeah.
Like that. So the Ekadasi has to start. That, unless, of course, the TT starts way before. It's one of those kind of things. You know, then that's another thing. But generally, we only count it in connection with the sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
That's why if sometimes the Ekadasi is off, it raises later than an hour and a half before the sunrise. Then we'll count as mixed, and then we follow the next day. So it's about when you follow it, not the actual exact TT. That was the problem when they got into the calendar. They're trying to get the exact TTs all over, but the point is, it's when you follow it. You know?
It goes into the day that then we follow the next day.
Yes, if it goes into the day or it ends too early or there's certain nakshatras, I think there's like some like seven different calculations.
For Mahadwadasis.
For Mahadwadasis.
For all the titties except for Ekadasi, the titty operating at sunrise is what people observe for the day. For Shuddha Ekadasi, it has to be operating at Mahadwadasis.
Yes, so it has to start before. Like that. But the others, you just type sunrise, sunset. So the smartest, that's what they do, so they don't even really make so much of a distinction. So I don't think they necessarily end up with Mahadwadasis. Their thing is, their calculation, even if they do, is really simple. So that's the fun part, is they're the smartest, but we're actually more technical.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Something like that. Okay. Sudha Goswami continued, when the sun travels from Devadhani, the residence of Indra, to Shamyamani, the residence of Yamaraj, it travels 23,775,000 yojanas, or 190,200,000 miles, in 15 gatikas, 6 hours. From the residence of Yamaraj, the sun travels to Nimlochani, the residence of Varuna, and from there to Vibhavari, the residence of the moon god. Kuvera. Moon, but it could be that he's also there, but it's the moon's place, but he's also there, so depending upon, you know, I'm sure that others are hanging out and, you know, everybody else is,
Part of the city.
It's not that they're just sitting there alone and...
He's a part of the city.
And from there again to the residence of Indra. In a similar way, the moon, along with other stars and planets, becomes visible in the celestial sphere and then sets again and again becomes invisible. So they work on the same principle. Mm-hmm. So they're all moving one way, but by the wind they're moving the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they move by the wind one day around, but by their own movement then they're moving forward at certain speed. So that means then Saturn's the slowest at moving forward. Okay. And the moon's the quickest at moving forward. Like that. Srila Prabhupada comments in his purport to verse 11. In Bhagavad Gita 10:21, Krishna says, Nakshatranam aham sashi. Of stars I am the moon. This indicates that the moon is similar to the other stars. The Vedic literature informs us that within this universe there is one sun, which is moving. The Western theory that all the luminaries in the sky are different suns is not confirmed in the Vedic literature. Nor can we assume that these luminaries are the suns of other universes, for each universe is covered by various layers of material elements, and therefore, although the universes are clustered together, we cannot see from one universe to another. Right, so it's not even that there's one here, one there. They're all like packed together, you know, in one quarter of unlimited. So there's a lot of universes.
Srila Prabhupada's preempting the Purim of Bhaktivinoda. Well, maybe we're seeing some in other universes.
Yes. Yeah. No, but you can't see through the covers.
So those eggs, they're all.
Yeah, they're probably all, yeah, like that. They're all like mustard seeds, just packed, you know.
Oh, okay.
Foam on the ocean. Yeah, so they'll all be together, and you know, some piled up, some this, that, but they're all, it's all like,
so
it, it's full.
On top of them,
and stuff like that. And then Mahavishnu breathes in after another 3/4 of a second, and that's it. All this huge thing that we're discussing is over 3/4 of a second on, you know, how you say, transcendental time, right? You know, if by the size of it we already haven't been humbled, then you know, then this is next. Yes. Stars. Stars are the constellations. It means you mean by the nakshatras that they're talking about, this, the constellations, or do you mean stars, just what we see in the sky? Those are just the great personalities that live up there. Yeah, but we see them in their chariots flying around. So.
Mm-hmm.
No, they have their own potency. It's not that their chariot made out of gold doesn't reflect a little sun. But.
No,
that was Matali. Matali.
Because right, down here they look like stars, and when you get up there, it's just all these demigods riding around in chariots. Slight different perspectives from. Yeah, much more personal. Yeah, well, it's kind of like, you know, you see difference here. I mean, that's in the positive, but it's just like here it's the same position. It's like you see the person walking down the runway, thinking how attractive and nice and well-dressed, and then, but the person in the back who's dressing and makeup and all that, they're just, you know, wondering when it's going to be over. You know, so it's two slightly different perspectives. In other words, whatever we see is within this one universe. In each universe, there is one Lord Brahma, and there are other demigods on other planets, but there is only one sun. Sukadeva Goswami continued, thus the chariot of the sun god. Right? So if you see that there's, you know, one, others are moving around, just means it's a greater demigod, or something more prominent. Thus, the chariot of the sun god, which is Trayi Maya, or worshipped by the words Om Bhurbhuva Swa, travels through the four residences mentioned above at a speed of 3,400,800 yojanas, 27,206,400 miles in a muhurta. Okay. The chariot has a pretty strong wind. The chariot of the sun god has only one wheel, which is known as Samvatsara. The 12 months are calculated to be its 12 spokes. The six seasons are the sections of its rim, and the three Chaturmasya periods are its three-sectioned hub. One side of the... Oh, okay. So then the Chaturmasya would be one section, then the other eight you divide it into two also.
Three names, three parts of the hub.
Okay. Okay. So that means for, so that means this, so November, December, January, February is one group, then March, April, May, June is another. But if you're using the nakshatras, here it's a month earlier. So for us, Kartik's actually not by season. It's not autumn. It's already part of Hemanta. Yeah. But as far as the nakshatras go, then for Vaibhrata, it's part of the Chaturmasya. Because it'll be said, oh, but our weather's different here. We're different, so Chaturmasya doesn't apply. Chaturmasya is even different over here. You know, between that side of India and here, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Okay. Okay. Yeah, because that part's always a little colder and the other part's always hotter. So cold, wet, cold, hot, and wet, then those are the three parts of the Chaturmasya periods, the three Chaturmasya periods.
So the actual Chaturmasya is wet.
Yeah, it's wet. And then the period, the 4 months after that, that's generally cold. No, cold.
Yeah, cold.
Yeah, before is hot, after is cold.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. And then those are divided each into two seasons. So you're going to get, wet going into cold. You're going to get cold going into warm. You're going to get warm going into wet. You know, so you get those
overlaps.
Yeah, overlaps. So that way, then each has its own flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in London, you know, on Wednesday. So then, the morning part is the part connected with the winter, and then the middle of the day is what's connected with that, and then the evening is again connected with winter.
Yeah, funny in Denmark.
And then rain can come anytime, so the rainy season is there.
Or constantly.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, that's the thing. You can have mixed seasons.
Denmark is funny. It's more mixed. You can have sunny, and then 15 minutes later, it's cloudy and windy, and then it starts to rain, and then the sun comes out again. It's flipped like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Several
yeah.
times during the night. Very unique.
Yeah. Yeah. Melbourne's like that.
Yeah. Baltic region is also
like that.
Yeah, it can change.
Oh, wow.
I mean, during summer. During winter, it's always cold.
Then you know it's... it can always change. It can be 25 below or 23 below.
Yeah, it's like up in the air.
Yeah. Do I put on two pairs of gloves or only one? Okay. One side of the axle carrying the wheel rests upon the summit of Mount Meru. So it's on the top of Mount Meru. So that's why they say up there it's always noontime. So that's only when he but how does the Dakshinayana work? He goes up and down? Because how do they get dark? Because it's like the Dakshinayana is there. Oh, we also are looking at it here, is that you have the Dakshinayana, Uttarayana. It seems there's also two ways to calculate. You know, one is what we discussed before, that about the when you're talking about the demigods when they're waking and sleeping and all that. The other is then when is the longer days and the shorter days. So that will be going off the equinoxes. And then the sunrise, sunset for the demigods will be off of the other. Mancino, what is it? Yeah, like that. So then... Oh, okay, so it's means if you want to talk about them both together, then you have different names. Okay. But then, how is it, so it's just, how is he going, he's going towards the south, and then he's going towards the north. That just means when he's going quicker and when he's going slower. Or he's actually moving his position.
He's moving in and out.
Oh, he's moving in and out. Okay, that's why it says his path is... 200,000 yojanas. No, it was just saying that he is. It's they were just giving the width, and they were just saying his so much. That's why it's this much is calculated. So that's from the centrifugal force, that's from the power of the wind, that's from the... It's just...
The ropes of wind attached to the river.
Oh.
It's all done by wind connected to the river.
Oh, and then they shorten and lengthen. And so that makes them, takes them farther out and farther in. Okay. So it's like the high tide and low tide. Because of the wind.
Hmm. Wow.
It is.
It's a greater kingdom than anyone else.
Yes.
It's called the movements of all the
wind. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's one thing. You weren't here for the elephants.
Yeah.
It said that the elephants were on top of the in the cardinal directions on Loka Loka. So what about, and those, what's their connection with the elephants on the bottom? Okay, so they're just on the top. So then they're just there for balance. Big monster elephants. Okay. So as the sun god goes by, then they trumpet or something? Or?
Well, sometimes they take the water of the Ganges going through and pick it up in their trunks and then spray it out. And when we have rain, then it those clouds from the sky, and actually see it
from those elephants. Wow. So it means that okay, when no clouds are in the sky. Okay. So we don't get that very often.
No.
You get sometimes the sun's out and it's raining. Okay. So that's a really dippy snot. Oh, okay. So it's all happening up there. But so they balance from up there. So then below is just you have Kurma and Ananta. Because you don't mention elephants when you do the puja. You just worship Ananta and Kurma.
Yeah,
and then Bhumi.
Yeah, Ananta stays holding Bhumi on Mother's head and he's supported by Kurma on the earth.
Okay.
He's both considered to be like a little white streak on the back of
Kurma.
Kurma.
Yeah.
That's one reason for earthquakes, yeah.
Okay.
That's one. There are other reasons also.
Okay. Okay. And the other, okay, one side of the axle carrying the wheel rests upon summit of Mount Meru, and the other rests upon Manasotara Mountain. Affixed to the outer end of the axle, the wheel continuously rotates on Manasotara Mountain, like the wheel of an oil-pressing machine. Oh, okay, because you have that, it's set kind of, it's a stone thing, and they have the wheel, and then they have a big stone wheel that just moves around. And that goes out farther. The bulls are there, and they just walk around, so it just goes around. So it's fixed on one side, and then it rolls in its place.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
It seems that this one is a little more complex than that. There's a wheel connected to an axle, and there's another axle that goes up, and in the middle there's a like a mortar, and a large vessel goes into it, and the oil grain is put in there. And by the spinning of the wheel as it goes around, it makes the Mary-shaped mortar turn one way, and the axle in the middle turn the other way, mm-hmm. and very nicely grinds into the tumor.
Which one?
Entirely unfair. Being described.
Being described here.
Yeah.
But his is this sun chariot set up in the same way.
Yes.
So what is Meru grinding? Demons on the bottom or something?
I'm not sure that there's actually a grinding going on, but it's a similar form.
Okay, but he's moving in one way while Bhu Mundo's moving in the other or something? Or
actually, for the oil pressing machine, it's all based on the movement of the bullet pulling, but for this, it's based on the movement of the groove. He spins one way.
Okay, but that spins the sun.
That
so
spins the sun in the opposite direction automatically.
Okay.
By the arrangement of two axes. Him turning one way makes the sun go the other way. The two axle means one axle takes him with it, and the other axle makes him move against it slower.
Okay.
It's quite complicated setup.
Yeah. Okay.
I built a model of this.
Yeah?
It worked.
Yeah? Okay, cool.
Working very hard, yeah.
Did you have anyone come in and ask, who made this? And then he was an atheist, so you told him no one made it. So you're not going into that one. Okay.
I'm not sure what important it is.
Okay.
Please don't come to the door.
He's not going to name a cookie after you or something. Okay.
Fig dweep.
Huh?
Fig dweep.
Fig dweep. Yeah. Fig dweep. Okay, where are we? Okay, this first axle is connected to a second axle, which is 1/4 as long. 3,937,500 yojanas, or 31,500,000 miles. Okay, so that was the 27. No, that's the speed he's going.
My dear king, the carriage of the sun's chariot is estimated to be 3,600,000 yojanas, 28,800,000 miles long, and 1/4 as wide, 900,000 yojanas, or 7,200,000 miles. The chariot's horses, which are named after Gayatri and other Vedic meters, are harnessed by Arunadeva to a yoke that is also 900,000 yojanas wide. This chariot continuously carries the sun god. 12-15. In his commentary to verse 15, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates, Nidha is the enclosure on the chariot. It is 3,600,000 yojanas high and 900,000 wide. The sun god is situated in the enclosure at a place 400,000 yojanas above the wheel. It is yoked by Aruna and pulled by horses named after the Vedic meters like Gayatri, Britak, Ushnik, Jagati, Tristup, Anustup, and Pankti. Okay. So that means there's seven horses.
Seven for the sun.
Sorry?
Seven for the sun.
Seven for the sun.
Ten horses.
So he's got three wheels. It means all in a line, or? Okay.
But here, this chariot has one wheel, isn't it?
Yes, because he's fixed on Meru, but the other ones are moving in the space. So but they're moving around him. But the moon's not moving around him. But other than the moon, so the Earth is fixed in its place. The sun is moving around in his orbit. The moon's moving in its orbit. But all the other planets, then they're moving around the sun, which is then moving around Meru.
Does he
arrange
the vertically, so they're moving around the central, still even higher ones?
Okay.
But they only go a certain distance. Especially Mercury and Venus, they stay very much near to where the sun is.
Okay.
They'll stay above it within a certain angle.
Okay.
And for us, we see it here.
That he's moving, they're moving around the sun. Oh, okay. So they're not even moving around the sun. That's even better.
No, they're not.
Okay. So, scientists, this is going to blow their mind.
I like the way Srila Prabhupada said in the first book, kind of on the last page, how talks about the Western theory that all regions in the sky are different suns is not confirmed in the Vedic literature.
Yes.
So it's not supported, it's not confirmed. This is a confirmation.
Yes.
In the Vedic literature.
Yeah. What the interesting thing is, he set up the model, you know, it works, and then you have different places where you can stand that you see what we think it is, you know, because then they see it's like this, and then you move back, and then you see no, it's okay. Sukadeva Goswami continued, although Arunadeva sits in front of the sun god and is engaged in driving the chariot and controlling the horses, he looks backwards towards the sun god. There are 60,000 saintly persons named Valakilias, each the size of a thumb, who are located in front of the sun god and who offer him eloquent prayers of glorification. Similarly, 14 other saints, Gandharvas, Apsaras, Nagas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, and demigods, were divided into groups of two, assume different names every month, and continuously perform different ritualistic ceremonies to worship the Supreme Lord as the most powerful demigod, Suryadeva, who holds many names. 16-18. In his purport to verse 18, Srila Prabhupada quotes from the Vishnu Purana. Worshipping the most powerful demigod, Surya, the Gandharvas sing in front of him. The Apsaras dance before the chariot. The Nishacharas follow the chariot. The Panagas decorate the chariot, and the Yakshas guard the chariot, and the saints called the Valakilias surround the sun god and offer prayers. The seven groups of 14 associates arranged the proper times for regular snow, heat, rain throughout the and rain throughout the universe. 32. This is also described in great detail in the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 11, verses 27 to 50. Right there, it gives all the names and who's who and who's the demigod, who's the sun god at the time. Okay. Yes.
Here we're getting a description of all those who are with the sun in the chariot.
Right.
It's quite true. It is a lyrical number. Surya Loka would appear to be something much more than this. It's not just limited to this, these people.
Yeah.
So is that Surya Loka considered to be part of the heavenly planets of Mary?
That I'm not sure. That I couldn't say, but it's a heavenly planet, that's for sure. Because it mentions those Kshatriyas who die, you know, bravely in battle. You know, they're not afraid, but they're fighting fiercely. Then they enter the sun god, enter the sun planet.
There definitely appears to be a distinction between Surya Raksha and Surya Loka.
Yeah.
Of course, they're connected also.
Yeah, of course. Just like Indra and then Indra's place on Manasatara Mountain. Like that, or Brahma on his lotus and Pushkara Dweep, but at the same time he's above Dhruva Loka. You know, so you all these things, they seem to be have some element that they're similar, but at the same time there's something different about their position. Like Yamaraj has his place there in Manasotara, but he also has his place at the bottom, or you know, next to the hellish regions. And there's also connection, so that's Pitri Loka, but then there's a connection to the moon also. So somehow.
And Pluto.
And Pluto. So, like that, there's a lot going on. And it mentions the only way you can understand it is by pleasing Krishna by serving the spiritual master. That's it.
Our conceptions of time and space are very inadequate.
Yes. Because this is what's given to us. You know? It's like we have the, it means when Prabhupada gives the example of the frog in the well, you know, the professor in the well, that's exactly what it is. Because he judges everything by that. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. So this is explaining the ocean.
Yeah, yes. Yes, that's the whole point. You know, it's just like in the prison. There's a schedule for the prisoners. Does that mean the warden and his associates have to follow that? No. When lights are out in the prison, it doesn't mean that they're not, you know, having a party. You know. So that's the whole thing. So you can say is no, but this is what's going on in the cell, that's the real thing. So it's no, that's your experience. The real thing is the guy who's running the place. And how he runs the place. Yeah, that's there. Yeah, in the spiritual world. So this is amazing, and this is the material world. You know, we're amazed by what happens here, let alone. And then there's what happens in the primary creation, which is then even more. You know.
So,
yeah. Okay. Oh, we didn't read that part. Oh, the upper end of the second axle is attached to Dhruva Loka by a rope of wind. So that's what's actually pulling it. The first axle is just the balance, and then the second axle is actually why it moves. Okay. Okay, then where were we? Sukadeva Goswami concluded, "My dear King, in his orbit through Bhumandala, the sun god traverses a distance of 95,100,000 yojanas, 760,800,000 miles, at the speed of 2,000 yojanas and 2 kroshas in a moment." So 16,004 miles in a moment. And here they're taking a moment as 11th of a second, a nimisha. Whatever it is, it's quick. Okay.
The Western calendar is very fixed, like January 1st, all these days.
Yeah, yeah.
And we see that the seasons are late. It's because of they not changing according to these changes. So
not so much as I'm not sure how they have fixed it, because it's not fixed off of the nakshatras. Mm-hmm. See, the Vedic sun calendar will be fixed off of the nakshatras, right? And that, and then the moon calendar moves according to the moon months, you know. So you have 12 full moons, that would be his year. But because you have to have a you know, connection between the lunar year and the solar year, that's why then you have the Purushottam month to readjust it every 4 years. No, every 3 years. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. But when they happen, it's not always the same. Like in the sun, then they have their leap year, they add in a day once every 4 years at the same time. But the moon, there's four times in a year that extra month could be added. Like that. So this time it was during the Chaturmas at a particular time. And so that, it hasn't happened, I think, since for 19 years or something. Because whenever that happens, that's when they change the form of Jagannath. Mm-hmm. So that's why it was so long this time, because somehow it hadn't fallen there.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So they did that this year?
Yes, it was this year.
Namakaleva.
Yeah, Namakaleva. It was there. That's why we saw, as before, we would get it happening in kind of very similar places, because mm-hmm. normally it should be every 12 years, but this time, mm-hmm. the calculation, it was after 19. Okay. But they don't seem to be so exact.
No, because of the years over the longer scales, it stays quite a year to only 1 day.
Okay.
And then it catches up with the leap
year. Okay. But they're not doing it the zodiac signs.
No, not the zodiac signs. No, they're dividing the path of the sun into 12 signs. So it's the sign of the Orion.
So we're following near Orion. Huh?
For positions of planets, yeah.
Okay.
I think the Siddhanta, when you calculate a planet position, it gives you the position without even.
Okay. So then what's the Ayin Umsa for? But not the positions. Okay, so that means that's the more stable thing, is the Jyotish is the solid thing. Okay, and then Muhurta, then you get into, you have to do this. Yeah, so it's interesting, is that's why I didn't want to change, take Muhurta and say that that's Jyotish. Okay. Chapter 22, the orbits of the planets, Pratigya. According to the movements of the moon and other planets, which are all directed by the Supreme Lord, all the inhabitants of the universe are prone to auspicious and inauspicious situations. The particular of this chapter is taken from Srila Prabhupada's chapter summary. So the idea is that it's the Lord is establishing this. So he establishes what's auspicious and what's not auspicious. So that means it's according to his will. It means what situations he likes, those are called auspicious. What situations he doesn't like, he calls them inauspicious. Or, just for fun, to create the variety, therefore you have what's auspicious and inauspicious so that you think, right? Because if you're thinking according to auspicious and inauspicious, you're thinking. If you're just doing when you feel like it, you're not thinking. We'll no, I'm thinking, but we're not. We're just reacting, right? So when we calculate, then that's the thing. But it has to be always the point that these are created by the Lord. So they're meant for worshiping the Lord. So that always has to be, is you don't not do, let's say, Mangalarti because there's an inauspicious, you know, something there like that. No, it means it always is about the Lord.
these things are just, they have an effect on the environment, but they don't affect us in the devotion.
So that's actual thing.
That's actual thing.
Differentiate.
Yes, you differentiate, but you differentiate in connection with the Lord. Yeah. Otherwise, you differentiate, you're conscious, but you're not God conscious. Right?
Some temples of deity worship come shut the door with no problem.
Yeah, the deity worship goes. It's just for darshan because it's more of a point of the general populace. It's not about those who are on vrata aren't affected by any of these restrictions. Even the one for the death in the family. It doesn't affect those who are on a vrata.
Yes.
That's such a long way. It moves very fast. No. What is Daddy Long Legs? Oh, what do you don't call him?
I don't know.
That's what they call him in America. Yeah. Why Daddy Long Legs? I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Females are very short.
Really?
No.
Okay. Mommy Short Legs and Daddy Long Legs.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the whole point, is that it's by which are all directed by the Supreme Lord. That's the actual main point. So he then directs that the movements of the planets, they create the auspicious and inauspicious. So time is then Krishna, and then it's time is movement. So time is endeavor and activity. So time is what generates results. So things done in consideration of time or the Supreme Lord then that's how you get your proper results. So it's not just what's good, what's bad, like that. It's about the Lord and His pleasure. Chapter 22 summarizes questions and answers. Maharaj Parikshit asked Sukadeva Goswami question 512 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Question 512, Srimad Bhagavatam 522.1. King Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, "My dear Lord, you have already affirmed the truth that the supremely powerful sun god travels around Dhruvaloka with both Dhruvaloka and Mount Sumeru on his right. Yet at the same time, the god, sun god faces the signs of the zodiac and keeps Sumeru and Dhruvaloka on his left. How can we reasonably accept that the sun god proceeds with Sumeru and Dhruvaloka on both his left and right simultaneously?" We don't have to feel too stupid here. Right? Srila Sukadeva Goswami answers this question in the next verse with an analogy of an ant traveling on a potter's wheel in the opposite direction of the rotation of the wheel, but at a slower pace. Adhyaya Prakashika. The 22nd chapter describes the various speeds of the sun in the zodiac, the placement of various planets, and their auspicious and inauspicious effects.
Does that mean you go through the chapter in 20 seconds?
20 seconds? Why 20?
20 second chapter.
Oh, that we'll see. Like that. Depends how many verses. No, 17.
It's so.
Yeah,
the one about the Shishumara, that's the shortest. I think that's the shortest in the whole Bhagavatam. Well, actually, ill-motivated Dhritarashtra, I think, is very short also. Mm. It's only 3 pages in the Krishna book. Mm. So what that would be in verses, but it's also short. The sun god, who controls the affairs of the entire universe, especially in regard to heat, light, seasonal changes, and so on, is considered an expansion of Narayana. He represents the 3 Vedas, Rig, Yajur, and Sama, and therefore he is known as Trayi Maya, the form of Lord Narayana. Sometimes the sun god is also called Surya Narayan. The sun god has expanded himself in 12 divisions, and thus he controls the 6 seasonal changes and causes winter, summer, rain, and so on. Yogis and karmis following the Varnashram institution, who practice Hatha or Astanga Yoga, or who perform Agnihotra sacrifices, worship Surya Narayan for their own benefit. The demigod Surya is always in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, residing in outer space, which is in the middle of the universe, between Burloka and Bhuvar. The sun rotates through the time circle of the zodiac.
represented by 12 Rashis, or signs, and assumes different names according to the sign he is in. For the moon, every month is divided into 2 fortnights. Similarly, according to solar calculations, a month is equal to the time the sun spends in one constellation. 2 months constitute one season, and there are 12 months in a year. The entire area of the sky is divided into 2 halves, each representing an ayana, the course traversed by the sun within the period of 6 months. The sun travels sometimes slowly and sometimes swiftly, and sometimes at a moderate speed. In this way, it travels within the 3 worlds, consisting of the heavenly planets, the earthly planets, and outer space. These orbits are referred to by great learned scholars by the names Samvatsara, Parivatsara, Idavatsara, Anuvatsara, and Vatsara. Oh, so this is all means all these means what the means the moon, then the 2 months, the 6 months. These are all your different. That's what all these different things are. Samvatsara, Parivatsara, Idavatsara. Oh, okay.
And also in the word Prabhupada talks about these as being year of the sun, or year of Jupiter, or year of the moon, or using the 4 different kinds of days, plus 3 aspects of one, I think, and get the name of the 5 also. So it's connected to one.
Oh, okay. So a lot of stuff comes out of these.
Five, okay.
Yeah, because I know that the sun cycle is 60 years, and so each of those, 12 of these. Oh, okay. Because each one of them has a different name. So each year has a different name. And those are in groups of 5.
They're in groups of 5, and each group of 5 has a specific flavor.
Oh, okay. Huh. Yeah, because generally astrologers don't deal with that.
No, that's here talks about it.
Because then you'd have an overall flavor for these 5 years. Yes.
Most people calculate the year of Jupiter in Brussels.
Yes.
No, that some people they use this astrology based on the sun, the astrology before, so it's not correct.
No, you can base off the sun. You can use the sun. You can use the moon. You use the sun, or you can use the moon according to either full moon to full moon or. Dark moon to dark moon. We do full moon to full moon. But the smartest, they do dark moon to dark moon. But because the dark moon, I think, is the daytime for the Petris, and the full moon is the nighttime for them. Somehow or another, it's reversed or something. Like that. So they're going by the day of the Petri. So then they take it from there. But we do it, we're not worried about them, so we go from the moon, the full moon. The moon is situated 100,000 yojanas above the rays of the sunshine. Day and night on the heavenly planets and Petri Loka are calculated according to its waning and waxing. Above the moon, by a distance of 200,000 yojanas, are some stars. And above these stars is Sukra Graha, Venus, whose influence is always auspicious for the inhabitants of the entire universe. Above Sukra Graha, by 200,000 yojanas, is Buddha Graha, Mercury, whose influence is sometimes auspicious and sometimes inauspicious. Next above Buddha Graha is 200,000 yojanas, is Angaraka, Mars, which is also which almost always has an unfavorable influence. Above Angaraka, by another 200,000 yojanas, is the planet called Brihaspati Graha, Jupiter, which is always very favorable for qualified brahmanas. Right, so Venus is good for
at all times. But then Brihaspati will be always favorable for qualified Brahmins. So if you practice, you know, the Brahminical culture properly, then he's always favored. Above Brihaspati Graha is the planet Shanaishchara, Saturn, which is very inauspicious, right? Because he being a devotee, he tends to not, it means material things don't necessarily work out so good. Like that. No. Yeah. Yes. But if you do things in devotional service, then he can give more than any other planet. So basically, he can take away more than anyone or give more than anyone. So, but generally, most kind of stay away from him because they're not necessarily devotees. And above Saturn is a group of seven stars occupied by great saintly persons who are always thinking of the welfare of the entire universe. So that's the Saptarishis, right? Mm-hmm. These seven stars circumambulate Dhruvaloka, which is the residence of Lord Vishnu within the universe. Right? Okay, so you have Dhruvaloka, the Saptarishis. Then you have Saturn, because he's a devotee. So he's up there on the top. And then it comes down, then you have Brihaspati. Then was
Mars,
Mercury, then Venus. Yeah, Asuras. Then you had the moon, then you had the sun. So the sun... Between the moon and Venus. Okay, above the moon but below Venus is the nakshatras. Okay. Just everybody else. Okay, 28 nakshatras. 28 or 27? 28,
which is overlaps two others. It doesn't fit into like 28 divisions. There's 27 divisions, and then that 28th one overlaps two
others. Overlaps who? Okay, somewhere else, not around Rohini or anything. But the 27, those are his wives. He doesn't have 28 wives. So then what's this extra constellation? It's just, you know, what does he do? Because since he's not one of his wives and he's moving through there, then just a friend, they hang out. And oh, okay. But Abhijit, generally, in the middle of the day, is considered auspicious. Yes. Rahu and Ketu? They...
Ketu's mentioned later on. Oh, Rahu's mentioned later on.
But where are they in the height?
He's below the sun.
Below the sun?
He's actually in Uvaraloka. Not qualified to be up on that. And Ketu is not mentioned. Ketu is mentioned elsewhere in the Bhagavatam. There's been 100 Ketu in all of which are brothers of Rahu. They have comets.
The comets? I see. Wow, the comets. So that means when Halley's comet goes by, it's not necessarily auspicious. Because in the West, they think it's a great time.
Yeah. 100 comets. Right.
So they all come by the Earth at some point. Big Dipper, yes. Yeah. Okay. And then above Dhruva, then you have Maharjana, Tapa, and Satya. And then, is there a space between where the chariot and the sun's axle is on Meru and the heavenly planets there? So is it above them, or they have to duck every time he goes by, or... Are they above that, or So it's not necessarily that they're directly on the top of Meru, they're just at the top of Meru.
Interestingly, this one talks about Zafu, says in his commentary on that verse about the actual top of Meru, he makes the point that it's fixed in Meru, that below the top, we have this flat top that is coming in around here.
Oh, okay, so then okay. Yeah, because otherwise, how do you connect? So it's like a ring around and it spins. Okay. So then that means the demigods can sit on the top and not have any problem.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Brahma city's there and then all the main demigods are around here. Because there's the 22 heavenly planets. It doesn't. There's some who are out there also.
From Brahma's residence there, it doesn't receive the sunshine. It's self-effulgent, it's effulgent, and it repels the rays of the sun.
Oh, it repels the rays of the sun. Oh. Okay. And that's a different Brahma Loka than Satya.
Brahma Puri.
Okay.
Time is there, demigod time, but it's Brahma Loka, it's Brahma time.
Okay, and then on Pushkara, then it'll be our time. Oh, okay. Gets all the tastes. Yes. Do they go all the way around Meru? Do all the planets go around? They all go around. Every day they go around. Yeah, like that. Here it just mentions the height, then there'll be the distance from Meru. So like that. But, you know, they're definitely, they say, this point that Mercury is the closest to the Sun doesn't seem to hold up here. He may be close, maybe in the way of his path is close to the Sun or something.
There's a... Between this description and the description given in the Siddhartas, there's what appears to be a rearrangement of space or a different perception or something. Because in the Siddhartas, it's all described the Earth globe in the center and the arrangement of planets is in distance is simply based upon how fast they do their own orbits. So whichever orbits are fastest and closer, whichever orbits are smaller.
Yeah, but that will work on that. That's how we'll perceive it, and that's how it'll work for us. But it doesn't mean that that's actually what's going on. Yeah, so that always has to be very clear, is that for use, we use this. For actual structure, then Bhagavatam says, yeah. So then you could actually even have two, means that this is the main thing, and then have a smaller one that shows how it works astrologically for calculations. Okay. Have two different ones. Yeah, that's cool. Okay. Okay, Shlokana Sharanam, summary of verses. 1-17, the orbits of the planets. The chapter begins with a question asked by Maharaj Purkit regarding the directional movement of the sun. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. In the previous chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam 5.21.8, it is mentioned that the sun travels with its left side Meru facing the zodiac. Probably left side towards Meru facing the zodiac. And also travels with its right side to Meru. Maharaj Purkit asks for clarification. Daily the sun appears to be moving in a clockwise direction. However, you have said that facing the constellation the sun moves counterclockwise. How can this be conceived since it is contradictory? Sukadeva Goswami clearly answered. When a potter's wheel is moving and small ants located on that big wheel are moving with it,
No one can see that their motion is different from that of the wheel, because they appear sometimes on one part of the wheel and sometimes on another. Similarly, the signs and constellations with Sumera and Dhruva Loka on their right move with the wheel of time, and the ant-like sun and other planets move with them. The sun and planets, however, are seen in different signs and constellations at different times. This indicates that their motion is different from that of the zodiac and the wheel of time itself. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. Sukadeva Goswami clarifies his statement. They, the sun and other planets, are moving in the opposite direction from the wheel. Brahmata, saha, brahmatam. There is no contradiction, since they are two separate movements, the movement of the wheel and the movement and the individual movement. So they're moving one way, right? So they're moving counterclockwise, but because the wheel of time is moving clockwise, they're moving that way also.
Same description is given in the Siddhanta Sutra. They're dragged along with the wheel of time by the wheel.
Yes. And they have their own. Yes. So in this, if this is brought out, because generally we'll look at it, well, what's the effect on us and how we see it and calculate it? That'll be the main process. But actually, the real point is time, which is Krishna, is controlling the whole thing. And the planets, even though they're so big and they're powerful and they're the ones that are, you know, in that way, controlling the effects on our lives, but that's being dragged by time. So actually, it's Krishna who's in control. So it's not that, oh, what do I do for this planet? What do I do for that planet? It's no, what do we do for Krishna? Because he's actually the one in control. Yes.
So the Kala Chakra moves much faster than the planets themselves.
Yes, because it moves around one day around Meru, while they, in their orbit, they take 1 year to get around. It means that each, the sun is 1 year, and then they all have something that's shorter or longer, their own year. So that's the different vatsaras.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Movement of the stars around one, just under 24 hours
of that
time.
Okay. 4 minutes. Okay. Oh, that's it, 4 minutes. I didn't notice there's four something, it's 4 minutes, not 4 degrees.
The sun moves 1 degree in the daytime, and 1 degree takes 4 minutes.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Okay, so we'll stop here for a time.
Om Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki, Jaya Nitai Gaura Premanandi.